For the Lord's Mass of St. Joseph, as is or should be customary on Wednesday, I think we should say something about what Joseph can teach us in the spiritual life. We honor Joseph by many titles, as you know from the litany that I commend to you of St. Joseph. He is called the chaste garment of the Mother of God, the foster father of the Son of God, and the title by which he is most commonly venerated, patron of Holy Church. Well, there is one title and one invocation that I would like to especially dwell on this morning. Joseph, most silent, pray for us. The Holy Spirit, in inspiring the New Testament, teaches us by the action that Christ, his mother, Joseph, and the apostles were born. There is the revelation of action. The same Holy Spirit teaches us a great deal by what Christ and those identified with him said. One of my strong recommendations is that we memorize as much as our memories will bear of the words of the Savior. A custom in religious communities from the first centuries. But God also reveals to us by what those whose actions and words are recorded, by what those people did not do and did not say. There is the revelation of silence. All I can say is that some of the most profound passages in the Word of God are what this Word tells us people did not do, did not say. Is there anything more eloquent than Christ's silence before him? So we come to Joseph. By all accounts, he was very, very close to Jesus Christ. He is not for nothing venerated as the universal patron of Christ's mystical body on earth. But most remarkably, there is not a single word recorded that Joseph said in the Gospel. And we know that Joseph was not a deaf mute. Joseph's silence is a mystery of our faith. It is also a lesson of God's revelation. I thought to myself of all the numerous titles I reach Joseph, his in-law? On what shall I speak this Wednesday morning? I couldn't think of a more practical method of imitating Joseph than learning from his silence. We might ask ourselves, what is the value of silence if it is part of God's revelation? And it is. You know what the word infant means? It means the silent one, the Word of God became the silent one. And that's the first lesson that Joseph's silence should teach us. Profound humility. Only humble people keep silence. The proud are forever talking. Either projecting their ego or wanting others to know how much if they only knew how much they know. There is no surer way of cultivating humility than by watching our silence. Why practice silence? In order to manifest our challenge. How often we've heard, how well we know. Now to show we love God for our neighbor, it is not in saying much, it is in doing much. Love is shown mainly in deeds. One of this gospel that we read this morning tells us Joseph was in a quandary. He was told what to do, and he did it. In the dead of night, when Herod is out to find, heal the Christ child, you think the Lord would wait until the dawn, at least give that holy family a chance for one night's sleep. Get up, take the child and his mother, and fly to Egypt. And the evangelist says, he got up, took Mary and Jesus, and in the dead of night, went to Egypt. Joseph didn't say anything. He did everything. I have yet to meet a genuinely charitable person who has not mastered his tongue. As I have yet to meet an unkind person who is not, and there is no worse pain to inflict or injury on another who is not damaging others by what they say. Watch your words, keep silence, and you will be challenged. and you will never be. Oh, you see your lips. Our minds are bursting with critical judgments of other people. That's our sad, fallen lust. But the least we can do is to dam up this torrent by keeping silent. No one really knows except the omniscient God. Why in the last 20 or so years we have had more defections from the priesthood, more defections from the religious life than in any comparable period in the history of the church. You don't lose 10,000 priests in America in 15 years. You don't lose 50,000 sisters in the United States in 15 years without a reason. Only God knows the final reason. In my humble judgment, it is mainly the inability or the unwillingness to practice chastity. And if you want to keep yourself chaste, keep your mouth closed. How many souls have been lost because lips have been unchastely open? We are to love others, the law of God. But the most fundamental law of chastity is that I don't manifest my affection to everyone, and surely not in the same way. This past June, I have been 33 years a priest. I can't believe it. I have learned a lot. I'm sharing this with you. If you want to keep your chastity, watch your silence. But most importantly, Joseph showed me, more than any other human creature, was close to the two most holy and blessed beings wherever went this earth, Jesus and Mary. If I want to grow in the love of God and in the love of God's Mother, I've got to be in their company. I've got to be thinking of them. The surest guarantee of maintaining the spirit of prayerful recollection is the practice of silence. Your community is, by definition, a contemplative community, not strictly cloistered, as your founder decided, and you want not to be strictly conscious. But you do want to be contemplative. Very well. Very well. If you want to fulfill the meaning of the adjective, you better practice the verb. Contemplate. And the object of contemplation, we need to behold, is to be Jesus Christ and all with His mother. That is why there has never been a religious institute I know of none in the history of the church which is not required, prescribed, ordered, commanded silence. Wouldn't be approved by the church. Of course, it all depends on how we interpret that prescription. May I ask you to the merits of St. Joseph? To beg the dear Lord to help you understand more clearly and more deeply the meaning of the practice of silence in your community. It is, as I'm absolutely sure, the first condition for qualifying as a contemplative community. Because silence does not mean that I don't talk. It doesn't mean that I don't communicate. It doesn't mean that I don't share my thoughts and sentiments with someone else. It does mean that by preference I choose to communicate and talk and share with Jesus and Mary, that I'm in their company, that I'm in conversation with them, in preference to others. St. Joseph teaches us many things. The Holy Spirit made sure by not recording a single spoken word of this heavenly patriarch. The Holy Spirit wants us to learn from Joseph's silence what it means to live in the intimacy of Jesus and Mary. St. Joseph, most silent, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm.